When Philip decided to get clean, he knew sticking around home was a recipe for failure.
It's just like a heroin epidemic on Long Island, where I'm from. So I had to get away from that, and now I'm in Prescott, Arizona.
Philip, who doesn't want his full name used, and a handful of other young people filter through the line at a soup kitchen here just before noon. They're grabbing a bite before their next meeting of recovering addicts.
Like, everybody here is basically, I feel like, in recovery, and they're more serious about it.
Not like back in New York, he says, where people shoot up in the parking lot before meetings. You hear similar stories from others who've come to this idyllic mountain community with its Victorian-style homes and tree-lined town square.
Let's talk about Arizona and why so many addicts from all over the country and world find themselves drawn to the desert Southwest.
Outdoor recreation, a mild climate, and a welcoming attitude toward those in recovery all are touted in this promotional video by a group called Drug Rehab Arizona. And Prescott, with its motto, "Welcome to Everybody's Hometown," has become a hotbed of this industry, even listed by a popular recovery website as one of the top 10 national destinations to get sober.
That beautiful little mountain town that I owe my life to.
That's what Bonnie Dendoven hears all the time.
How fine is that? What a great reputation.
She's the program director of the Bridges Network, one of the largest programs in town. Her colleague Mark Temple runs the affiliated Solutions House. Those are the so-called sober living homes where most of their clients stay. He says the industry naturally took root here.
I've never heard, gee, let's get together and make this town a recovery center. I don't think that there's a conspiracy around that. It's just happened.
And in a big way. At last count, Prescott, population around 40,000, had more than 150 group homes. And new ones are popping up all the time. Dendoven says their clients stay anywhere from 3 months to more than a year. And the approach is based on gradual release and integration back into society.
The challenges of living in a neighborhood, the challenges of working in a community. Much as you replicate real world, I think you stand a better chance of them making it.
Central to that, and many of the programs here, are the group homes, where usually 6 to 8 recovering addicts live under the supervision of a house manager. During the day, they go to treatment centers, attend meetings, and eventually look for work. In essence, these programs separate the residential and medical components, what's known as the Florida model. It differs from a more institutional approach, says Temple, and is much cheaper than an inpatient hospital setting.
Our focus is to help these kids. We are not a business built on profit and loss.
What helps to keep costs down is the lack of regulation. Other than some city zoning and code enforcement, these sober living homes have no government oversight. That's caused what some call a crisis.
We are reaching a tipping point.
Allison Zelms is Prescott's deputy city manager.
When you have half of your street become group homes, that becomes more institutional.
Federal law prohibits housing discrimination against a protected class, including recovering addicts. But that's also led to a proliferation of these homes, which has confounded and angered many residents, like Connie can tell me.
This is supposed to be Pleasant Street.
This historic neighborhood used to have a quiet family feel, she says. Now the group homes have inundated the community with crime, drugs, the homeless, and unsavory behavior.
When you've got 100 boys and men trying to kick a heroin problem, how do you feel safe living next door to them when they're falling off the wagon all the time?
Once she came out for her morning coffee, only to find a man had overdosed under her porch. In fact, city records show a 70% increase in drug arrests between 2012 and 2015, and the county Prescott's in has one of the highest rates of overdose-related deaths in the state. Residents like Cantelmi worry Prescott's wholesome image is being tarnished. Allison Zelms with the city says that's a major concern, but another is,
are people really being sold a bill of goods, or are they going to come to Prescott and really have a good chance of success in their treatment?
Without more oversight, she says, it's difficult to know. Will Stone, KJZZ News, reporting from Prescott.